Open Windows, July the 5th. Believing our beliefs. I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9, verse 24. Here is something that you and I must dwell upon. Personally, I am constantly brought to this. I have not yet learnt thoroughly to believe what I believe in. I believe in the finished work of Christ, yet sometimes I am just about as miserable about myself as any man could be. I am often almost at the point of giving up, because of what a wretched kind of thing I am. If there is anything in this world that would cause me to give up the Christian ministry, it's myself. Do you understand what I mean? Oh, how we are discouraged by what we find in ourselves. And so we don't believe what we believe in. We believe in the finished work of Christ, and that God puts all that finished work to our account. But God does not see us in ourselves. He sees us in Christ. He does not see us. He sees Christ in us. We don't believe that. If we really did, we would be delivered from ourselves and would be indeed triumphant Christians. Of course, that does not mean that we can just behave anyhow. We may speak and act wrongly, but for every Christian there is a refuge, a mercy seat. It has not to be made. It is there with the precious blood. It is not to be shed. It is already shed. There is a high priest making intercession for us. There is everything that we need. The work is finished, completed. Oh, we Christians must believe our beliefs. We must take hold with both hands of the things which are of our Christian faith.